This series presents information based in part on theory and conjecture. The producer's purpose is to suggest some possible explanations, but not necessarily the only ones, to the mysteries we will examine.
You're listening to Reading Between the Minds, independent news talk radio with your host, MC Maladietz, right here on the mighty CJSR.
Now, Reading Between the Minds investigates the pressing news issues of your world at this sharp angle of the 21st century. We investigate stories from Terra's near and more distant past. Reading Between the Minds is your place to ask the important questions and the place where mind meets heart. Follow us at RBTM Talk on Twitter as we aim to inform and entertain you with an increasing and changing kaleidoscope of international and national landscapes, as well as your local human interest stories, helping to repersonalize your world. On this premiere episode of Reading Between the Minds, we discuss deifying the Technopoly. Welcome to Reading Between the Minds, your exploratory news talk radio, right here on CJSR. Now, first in international news, you are aware we have had a Brexit of the United Kingdom from the European Union, the process in which the United Kingdom has left the European Union. Everybody's waiting to see what is going to come next. Secondly, another important item in the news, Venezuela in collapse, shelves empty. Yet, why aren't you hearing the details? Now, in this premiere episode of Reading Between the Minds, we are looking at deifying the Technopoly. Now, you know already that technology surrounds you every day, just like the air you breathe. You need it, yet to what degree and who is in control when you're using this technology, really? Now, technology is something that you grew up with. I know when I was a child, one of my favorite shows discussing technology, you may remember it. It was a show called Science International. You might remember its theme song. We'll give you that here now. Now, there is something else called technocracy. Now, a technocracy, you may know, is a society scientifically managed and or governed through the use of technology. Yet a technopoly is far more expansive than that. It is also a state of culture. and it is also a state of mind. A technopoly is a place of being where the society seeks its authorization from technology, even to the point of deifying that technology. A silicon salvation, some might say. Yet is this for you? Coming up here, this is a song from Israel about a world under complete control by technology, a world where everyone is monitored. Yes, it is a song about a technopoly. This is Margie Shacher, Feeling Different by Synergia, right here on CJSR.
שגרת החיים תמיד ניסיתי אבל טעיתי לעשות מה שכולם מכתיבים אולי הזמן יעצור וזה כבר לא יחזור בסוף הדרך עוד אמצע פתרון אני לא יכול נוטה ליפול זה מחייב אותי ושוב שובר אותי אולי עכשיו אהיה לבד אולי עכשיו זה טוב לבד הפצעים. זה מתחזק, שוב משתתק מחייך אבל בוכה מבפנים אתם רואים בי, אבל שותקים כי קל יותר שוב להפנות מבטים אני לא אהיה זיכרון ואלם עמוד זה סוף הדרך וכבר אין ביתרון הכל אפור, רוצה לזכור כי המצב הזה הוא משגע ואולי עכשיו אלך לישון אולי עכשיו אהיה לישון שוב מרגיש אחר
That was Synergia Margish Acher, and you are listening to Read in Between the Minds on CJSR, Family Made Your Own. You say technology is what you do with it. Now, you know your smartphones, Facebook, and you have your iPods, and they are constantly drawing your attention. Yet, are they serving you, or are you serving them? This is what we're going to look at as we go further into this premiere episode of Reading Between the Minds. Now, we know you like a wide variety of genres, and this is what we like to do here at CJSR. This is Steve Aoki, Feet, Luke Steele, Empire of the Sun, Neon Future, right here on CJSR.
To the world, victory, revolution.
You're listening to Reading Between the Minds. Why be anywhere else? Right here on 88.5 FM. Now you can key in at RBTM Talk on Twitter right now, and doing that, you will see a photo of an exhibition which served as a major turning point in our society. Now, those of you who are quick at this, do you recognize the picture here? It's the one of the woman wearing the black coat who is pointing at a strange construction behind her. Well, in case you don't know what it is you're looking at there, you are looking at a long-forgotten 1939 World's Fair when it was held in New York City. The name of the crowd-drawing wonder exhibit at the World's Fair was called Futurama. Yes, the TV cartoon was named after it. This exhibit, very interestingly, was designed by Norman Bell Geddes that presented a possible model of the world 20 years into the future. Now, Futurama was presenting a picture of what America could look like in the year 1960, complete with glass-clad skyscrapers, superhighways, and this gave Depression-era Americans genuine hope for a better future, well, within their lifetimes. Donald Albrecht wrote in Norman Bell Geddes' Designs America, it was Geddes more than any other designer of this era who created and promoted a dynamic vision of the future with an image that was streamlined, technocratic, and optimistic. Today, as seen in the retro futurist looks of theme parks, animated TV programs, and popular novels, Geddes' vision of the future continues to shape and inspire the 21st century American imagination. And of course, that is definitely gone global. Now, Bell Geddes, understand, was a major advocate, you may not know this, of genetics. In fact, most universities in the United States of that day offered eugenics programs. Cold Spring Harbor was an example of one of those leading genetic laboratories. Now, why are we saying this? Well, the United States was ahead of the Nazis, even though it was the Nazis that ended up putting American-led genetics into action, which, of course, we ended up knowing later on as the Holocaust. Today is no different. We simply employ different names and colors. Yet, we're going to bring you more on genetics in a future episode of Reading Between the Minds. Now, very curiously, Bell Geddes is related to former Prime Minister David Cameron of Brexit fame. Yes, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Cameron himself is related to the lady on your money. Yes? The Queen is the fifth cousin of former British Prime Minister David Cameron. So you've got a relationship here between all of these individuals. Small world, hey? Now, back in New York and reviewing the scene from Manhattan's tall skyscrapers of 1939, the New York World's Fair, basically, this was the biggest fair that America had ever seen since the time of the St. Louis, Louisiana Purchase Exhibition of 1904. Many countries around the world participated in it. Over 44 million people attended its exhibits. Now, basically, the opening slogan of this Futurama World's Fair was Dawn of a New Day. And it allowed all visitors to take a look at the world of tomorrow. And we're going to listen to a piece of that here with a clip called To New Horizons.
New horizons. In a restless search for new opportunities and new ways of living, the mystery and the promise of distant horizons always have called men forward. First wondering, then searching, then continuing to explore, men have moved on and on, always to find that old horizons, opened the way to new horizons. In a search that has continued for centuries, some far distant view, with its promise of the unseen and its promise of the unknown, has forever fathered the impulse to seek for new things in new places. New horizons.
The eyes of the fair are on the future. Not in the sense of peering towards the unknown or attempting to foretell the events of tomorrow in the shape of things to come, but in the sense of presenting a new and clearer view of today in preparation for tomorrow. A view of the forces and ideas that prevail, as well as the machines.
Mankind is ever expanding the frontiers of technical superiority into areas unknown and uncharted. Each quest promises marvelous discoveries, but each also brings potential danger. In direct response to the dangers of our advanced technology, we need an organization that is ready to mobilize dramatic survival resources at a moment's notice. Conceptions and rescue that can challenge the impossible. Thunderbirds 2086. The Thunderbirds, five of the finest cadets in the world, dedicated to the service of mankind wherever he may be in distress. Combined with a dazzling array of vehicles and equipment designed to specifications in the space-age technology of the 21st century.
To its visitors, the fair will say, here are the materials, the ideas, the forces at work in our world. These are the tools with which the world of tomorrow must be made. They are all interesting, and much effort has been extended to lay them before you in an interesting way. Familiarity with today is the best preparation for the future. You're listening to Read In Between the Minds on CJSR.com. Is an idea, we got to keep this in context here, not looking at this just from our time, but from what was happening then. You're talking about a time where you were at the height of the Depression. The theme of the fair was the world tomorrow. Now, government agencies, corporations, civic groups, and smaller organizations from around the world arrived in huge numbers, and they were building all kinds of extraordinary pavilions and setting up exhibitions. Now, the iconic trilon and perisphere structures became the symbols of the entire fair. They housed a diorama called Democricity, a utopian city of the future. Over the course of two seasons, all kinds of people came through. Now, that's a quote from the Atlantic magazine from their November 2013 edition. There's all kinds of stuff that we forgot about from those bygone times. Now, looking at a future plan, just who painted this model of the future anyways? This is why the exhibit presented to you was characterized with automated highways and vast suburbs. That generation purchased a product, namely cars, shown in the diorama's futuristic motorways. In what you can call production era thinking, companies don't just ask what you would like. Instead, they sold you products they think you ought to buy. Now, General Motors was selling you a certain kind of future. Later on, you would pretend that it's yours. An idea had already been implanted within you. You're looking at basically Skinner behavioral conditioning through this Futurama exhibition. Now that you're born into the ad, you are sleepwalking into brand new advertisements. Streamlining is another way of saying selective breeding, but hold that for now. Now, I have Neil Postman's book in my hand, Technopoly, The Surrender of Culture to Technology, a book from back in 1992, published in 1992, and how much has changed since then. Now, Neil is a futurist, and he defines technopoly as a society in which technology is deified, meaning the culture seeks its authorization from technology, finds its satisfactions in technology, and takes its orders from technology. Neil is speaking about this technopoly becoming a kind of new religion where people surrender their sovereignty. Let's listen now.
Neil Postman, author of Technopoly, The Surrender of Culture to Technology. What's your book on that?
The tendency in American culture to turn over to technology sovereignty, command, control over all of our social institutions. In other words, the book is about how America has developed a new religion, as it were, and the religion is its faith in human progress and technological innovation are the same thing, and that paradise can be achieved through greater and greater commitment to technology.
What is technology?
Well, the faith that people had in a benign design in the world has weakened, and in our own century seems to have been replaced almost in a religious sense by a faith in progress, and progress through technology. We will reach heaven if we can produce bigger and better machinery and techniques. In fact, there are some people who even believe we can solve the problem of death through technology. I think it's called, cryogenics.
You are listening to a clip of Neil Postman, futurist and New York University professor, right here on Reading Between the Minds, exploratory talk radio on CJSR, the station never afraid to ask questions or have you ask. Technopoly as essentially a new religion. Example one, using apps which can look at other things on your phone, like the checks you've sent to your bank, or turn on the microphone on your phone when you're unaware of that. There's a whole bank case with that happened here in Canada where a bank was entering onto somebody's cell phone without permission and then trying to explain that away. Definitely something we're going to see more of as banks feel the, well, like a right to just look at all your stuff just because you're using one of their bank apps. Not sure if that's something you want to leave on your smartphone. Another example is something we all know about. We use it every day, but maybe there's another angle to look at this with. Cloud storage, handing over your data and the lock and key to someone else. Now, is this a good idea? What if those in management of your data in the cloud decide they just want to lock you out through an updated version of CAPTCHA where you just simply can't get through? They now possess your business data. Don't worry, they'll have a clause in the small print you signed to make it legal for them to keep your stuff. Now, when Cloud pulls up its drawbridge, you're going to be like a spaceman floating around in space when the mothership decides to pull away without you. Another example, not sure if you've heard of this one, the Tesco supermarket tag-in story. This happened a couple years back, but it's still very relevant today. And it's one where Tesco, this major supermarket chain over in Britain, over in Europe, I guess we do have to speak about Britain and Europe separately now. Well, this supermarket electronically tagged its employees. Why? As a labor-saving measure. Yes, of course, that's why. Now, many DJs and alternative radio covered that Tesco technology story when it came out. Here's Philip Lynott, Yellow Pearl. I'm MC Maladietz on CJSR. That was Phil Lynott, Yellow Pearl. You're listening to Read In Between the Minds with your host, MC Maladietz, right here on the mighty CJSR. To be a good citizen in the Technopoly, you must be a good customer. And if you're not a good customer, well, you know. You're talking about supranational acquisition and management of your own personal data, banking info. Even blood type and political preferences, as more and more databases are shared, linked, and yes, hacked. Next, Weird Al Yankovic, Don't Download This Song, right here on CJSR.
Once in a while, feel the urge to break international copyright law by downloading MP3s from file sharing sites like Morpheus or Grokster or LimeWire or Kazaa. But deep in your heart, you know the guilt would drive you mad, and the shame would leave a permanent scar. 'Cause you start out stealing songs, then you're robbing liquor stores and selling crack and running over school kids with your car. So don't download this song. The record store's where you belong. Go and buy the CD like you know that you should. Oh, don't download this song. If you burn that CDR, it doesn't matter if you're a grandma or a 7-year-old girl. They'll treat you like the evil, hard-bitten criminal scum you are. So don't download this song.
That was Weird Al Yankovic, Don't Download That Song. 88.5 FM on the dial.
You have modern appliances all over your home. But when it comes to vacuum cleaners, are you living in another era? Using a heavy, clunky, weak vacuum cleaner that hasn't changed much in 20 or 30 years? Now there's the Eureka Express Power Team, with a power head for carpets and attachments for everything else. It's one powerful cleaner for every surface in your home. Eureka. Vacuum cleaners for today, not yesterday.
The technology is using you. Looking at something that is definitely an everyday reality. Now, you're familiar with data mining and how serious data mining can be, because too much of it is taking place without your permission. You hand over, for example, your personal data almost at every turn nowadays. Your credit card info, your personal business data, the downloaded apps we're just speaking about, digging for other info on your smartphone, the favorite chocolate you like to eat, where you bought it, stuff like this. You go onto Snapchat, you go onto Facebook, you email, and in every instance, you're asked to give up data. You got more and more of those little red asterisks you know about, asking you for more of your personal information. And this time around, it's mandatory to be able to sign up for the service. Now, if the service is some kind of extraneous thing that you don't really need, well, then it's not a big deal, is it? But when we're talking about services that you have to use to function, to work every day, it becomes something of a different matter to you. You have information being asked for in ways that used to be only for a paid work arrangement. Now, we're going to speak about more of that. So you see, it's one thing to be a buyer, yet another thing to be treated as a commodity. Now, is that fair trade in your eyes? You say, well, it's always been that way. Well, you're right. For you, is doing that wise? Maybe, like you, I'd read Popular Mechanics all day if I had the time. Yet that is technology. A technopoly, you've heard, doesn't ask, it tells. It is a silicon religion with its own priesthood that does not ask your consent. Is that a good thing?
Did you know the average person spends 4 years of his life looking down at a cell phone? Kinda ironic, ain't it? How these touch screens can make us lose touch. But it's no wonder in a world filled with iMacs, iPads, and iPhones, so many eyes, so many selfies, not enough us's and we's, see? Technology has made us more selfish and separate than ever. Cause while it claims to connect us, connection has gotten no better. And let me express first, Mr. Zuckerberg, not to be rude, but you should reclassify Facebook to what it is, an anti-social network. Cause while we may have big friend lists, so many of us are friendless all alone. Cause friendships are more broken than the screens on our very phones. We sit at home on our computers, measuring self-worth by numbers of followers and likes. Ignoring those who actually love us, it seems we'd rather write an angry post than talk to someone who might actually hug us. Am I bugging? You tell me, cause I asked a friend the other day, let's meet up face to face. They said, all right, what time you wanna Skype? I responded with OMG, SRS, and then a bunch of SMHs and realized, what about me? Do I not have the patience to have conversation without abbreviation? This is the generation of media overstimulation. Chats have been reduced to snaps. The news is 140 characters. Videos are 6 seconds at high speed. And you wonder why ADD is on the rise faster than 4G LTE, but...
A technopoly is a technological monopoly which makes people into mere commodities. It values the young, strong, and those with a functionalist education, and yet disregards and disposes of the weak, old, and the dissident. I do ask your consent to explore new Reading Between the Mind episodes. You can go to RBTMTalk on Twitter or follow us right here on CJSR.com, your curiosity honoring pathway into your many years ahead. So until we join each other again, remember, you are a human being, not to be used as a spark plug for one to toss into the trash bin when beauty and youth fade.
What did happen to the fellow that started this job?
He didn't work out.